USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC is issuing new recommendations to fight the spread of coronavirus. Speaking at the White House, President Trump says the agency is advising a non-medical cloth face covering as an additional public health measure.
These face coverings can be easily washed or reused. I want to emphasize that the CDC is not recommending the use of medical grade or surgical grade masks.
President Trump says Russia and Saudi Arabia are working out their ongoing dispute over oil. The price war between the two has hurt U.S. companies. Still, President Trump says we should take advantage of the low oil prices to purchase a lot of oil to fill up the nation's strategic reserve. Final look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow lost 360 points to finish the week on a down note at 2152. The S&P also lost 38. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I have a compromised immune system, so I've been taking the 3 veggie and 3 fruit for 2 years, and I have not gotten sick. It's unbelievable. I feel like a normal person. I'm not tired. I don't wake up tired. And it's just amazing to me that there's such a difference.
I don't get sick. Everybody around me got the flu this year. My wife had it. My grandkids got it. And I haven't gotten sick at all. My energy level is better. Body aches and pains, I just don't really have them anymore. The pills are incredible, and they're doing me a world of good. So thank you very much for that.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio is urging New Yorkers to use face coverings in public to help slow the spread of coronavirus. New York State's Health Commissioner Howard Zucker was asked about the effectiveness of that.
There's no clear evidence to suggest that face masks, whether made out of cloth or even by the general public using face masks, but we're continuing to look at the data all the time.
Meanwhile, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is also reminding residents to wear face coverings and not to get a false sense of security by wearing the masks and to also follow social distancing rules. Forecasters are predicting an above-normal hurricane season. Colorado State University released their annual Atlantic hurricane season forecast on Thursday and says it's predicting an increase in named storms this year. The CSU forecast calls for 16 named tropical storms and 8 of those forecasts to reach hurricane status. Last year, 4 reached hurricane status. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Republican senators currently spread across the country because of Congress's 3-week break say they're already starting to discuss a Phase 4 coronavirus relief bill. The talk comes a week after President Trump signed the roughly $2.2 trillion Phase 3 bill into law. He stuttered as a child, but he went on to sing some of America's most memorable songs from the 1970s. Here's a story from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home anytime she goes away.
Soul singer Bill Withers has passed away of heart complications. According to a family spokesman, Withers had hits in the 70s and 80s, including this one, Ain't No Sunshine, then Lean On Me, and later his collaboration with Grover Washington Jr. for Just the Two of Us.
I see the crystal raindrops fall.
Born in West Virginia, Withers joined the Navy when he was just 17. After he was done in the Navy, he headed west to Los Angeles and began his music career, releasing his first album in 1971. Bill Withers was 81. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.